Welcome to another exciting episode of Visit Bentonville's A New American Town podcast. As always, we're coming to you from Haxton Road Studios off the beautiful downtown square. My name is Amanda Conga. I'm the Director of Sales of Visit Bentonville. I'm very excited to be here today with a friend of mine, a friend of all of ours, if you've been to the downtown Bentonville area, Dana S, as we like to call her. And Dana, share a little bit about yourself with the crew before we jump into some of these questions.
Sure. So you can call me Dana S, period. Short for Schlegenhaft, but I know that's a mouthful. I come from Bentonville, grew up here, went to the University of Arkansas, have a broadcast journalism background, spent some time in television news, in marketing, in PR. I've owned my own retail business, and now I'm at Downtown Bentonville Incorporated. It's a dream job and a dream opportunity to make really special things happen in our downtown.
Certainly. And Dana, that's so interesting because so many folks that live in Bentonville or in the area are, you know, transplants, as we call ourselves. I myself, you know, being a Texas girl born and raised. And so to see someone that is from the area get to reinvest and share a passion and a very, you know, successful history of things that you've done back in a community that helped raise you, that's pretty special.
It is special. When I'm downtown, I run into former teachers and people that have really helped shape me and pour into me as a child, and now getting to continue relationships with them as an adult is special. My dad was born, if you know where Ledger is, the world's first bikeable building, my dad was born in that land that used to be a hospital years ago. And I feel a lot of roots to downtown Bentonville and just thankful to continue to be here and raise my family here.
Certainly. Well, and I would imagine that has to really fuel the passion that you have for the work that you do at DBI. And so DBI is a short phrase that we use locally, but that's Downtown Bentonville Incorporated, correct? Yes. And so you took on the exciting and full-fledged role recently of Interim Executive Director over DBI. But in that capacity, you wear many other hats as well with communications and production. And you do that with a team, a small but very mighty team around you. As you're stepping into that role and exploring it even more, share a little bit about what you get to do at DBI as the executive director and through communications.
Sure. DBI is a 501c3 nonprofit. And our primary role is to enhance everyone's experience downtown. We do that through supporting small businesses. We do it through really big signature events and traditions like the farmers market. We do it through storytelling and our downtown media project. So there's a lot of different ways that we enhance that experience. Overall, it's to make sure that everyone feels knowledgeable about downtown and definitely welcome. We want everyone to feel like there's a place for them and an opportunity for them to enjoy our downtown.
Yeah, certainly. And making sure that those local businesses thrive. I hear over and over again, I live in a community just south of Bentonville, and hear over and over again from friends down there that they're shocked when they drive onto the Bentonville Square. It could be 9 o'clock on a Wednesday or 10 a.m. on a Saturday, and the activity and just the families walking around, whether there's programming or not, which you all are, you know, the vital piece that orchestrates and plans that programming. But even when there's not programming, the fact that businesses are thriving and operating downtown to draw people out, whether those are visitors or just locals here in the area, speaks a lot to DBI's work and what you're doing to keep this community moving.
It does. I can't take any credit for that. That was people that laid that foundation well before I came into this role. But to give some context personally, we would have never come downtown as kids growing up in Bentonville. There just was not gathering opportunities. There was, you know, some businesses, but it was not vibrant and thriving, full of culinary opportunities and art and all. You just see people constantly enjoying downtown. We didn't have that, you know, 30 years ago. And that, you know, a lot of different organizations and people and businesses are to thank for where we are now. And DBI played a role in that. We were established 20 years ago and those people laid a foundation for what we can do now by having these big events and supporting downtown.
Certainly. No, I love that. And you all get to be, you know, the folks that are currently, you know, activating those pieces for the foundation that was laid. So share with me a little bit more about what DBI's purpose or relationship with the community is. Why do you exist?
We like to say we're the fun party throwers. That's not our official title. We can talk about some of the events that we do. Everyone knows Farmers Market. We do that Saturdays, April through October, outside. And then we go inside to Record and do a Farmers Market from November to March. So we do a year-round Farmers Market. We do the big First Fridays. That's the big party we throw monthly. The first Friday of every month, April through November. So we do those, our big signature events. And then we really step it up during the holidays. That's when we're really busy. And we do lighting of the square, which is when our city flips the lights and begins the holiday season downtown. And we do the big Christmas parade. And so those are primarily what we're known for at DBI. And through the years, I think that's what people identify us with the most.
Yeah, certainly. The Christmas parade's become one of my favorite things to personally attend and to invite family and friends out to join us. We stake a certain little corner on the square.
Yes,
I'm not gonna tell which one because it's our favorite spot, but where we love to see it. And this year was no different in the number of attendees and just the support that came out through the community. Share with us a little bit about this last year's parade or the parades as a whole, and you know, how many people come out? What's the purpose of the parade? Who participates and floats?
I want to step back a little bit because I did step into this role about a month before the Christmas parade. The amount of support that we got from the city, police department, fire department, the mayor and the city, Parks and Recreation, Visit Bentonville, the chamber, reaching out and offering to really help us gather ourselves and do this parade was touching. I will never forget it. That being said, all thanks to the parade goes to our event manager. She does a lot of the coordination for the parade. I ask her to just let me sit back and always allow it to be magical. So I want the parade to appear downtown and, you know, seamlessly weave through the streets and see all the people enjoying it and seeing them, you know, celebrate the holidays together. Tracy does the grunt work. She's the one that has all the applications out in the fall. She's vetting through the different floats. She's setting a theme and a tone for the parade. This year we had 106 participants.
Wow.
Biggest parade we've had by far. Figuring out how to organize everyone when they arrive in the staging area and then releasing them to go down the street in a cadence that keeps that parade flowing. We had performances this year, so she had the parade stopping at different points while different dance centers did performances kind of in our little main stage area. So it's a big production. I hope it's always magical, whether you know the behind the scenes or not. You know, I looked out and saw so many kids and families staking their spots on the side of Main Street and going out to eat, grabbing some food, then sitting down as a family and enjoying this wonderful community tradition with, so many people. There had to have been maybe 10 to 12,000 people downtown. So we're thankful that the community continues to support these events, that our community partners step up and help with these events and are so gracious with their time and support. We couldn't do it without them. And then, you know, hey, Tracy, I'm giving you a shout out. She's our event manager and she's amazing.
Certainly. She gets a big high five.
She does.
But it comes with the team behind her to make sure. You've got to have that visionary and the person that leads those.
Well,
so.
And I will say, and I don't know if Tracy, I hope you don't mind I say this, she left for a cruise the next day. So she had a very well-deserved vacation the day after the parade.
Certainly. Oh, I love that. Well, and I think something that makes our parade so special here in Bentonville is the fact that it's at night. And that was a program change a couple of years ago, correct?
Yes.
And so could you share a little insight on why you all switched it to night and how, you know, with the lights and the extra features?
I was not around when they switched it to night, but I will say I sat on the sidelines during the day parades with my children at the time who were very small. They were very special parades, but there's something magical about a night parade. And whoever made that wonderful decision, I'm so grateful because even just photogenically, it's a much more beautiful parade. When we're producing it for television, it's visually beautiful. And I think the participants have really leaned into that and lit up their floats and made it really special.
Yeah, certainly. I think that that's part of the magic of Christmas is the twinkling lights and the mystery and excitement that it creates. And so to carry that over to 106 floats, that's mind-blowing, or 106 participants, whether those were groups. So many dogs this year.
The corgis. Everyone loves the corgis.
Yes, yeah. Well, kudos to you and the team because it was phenomenal and certainly a great way to wrap up the programming that you all do throughout the year and the consistent pieces like the Farmers Market and the First Fridays that we've all come to know and love. So as we're looking into this year, and you currently have indoor farmers markets taking place at Record, and then just a few short months until you'll activate outdoor farmers markets as well as First Fridays. What do we have to look forward to in the 2023 programming or any exciting themes that are coming?
We're working on the themes, so I can't give all of them away yet. We're looking at First Fridays being very intentionally immersive for participants. We want them to have a unique experience. So we're reaching out to a lot of the large businesses in our area and asking them, what kind of experiences can we have for the community? Last year, we had a very generous Ghirardelli stepping in and creating this huge chocolate experience where families could go from tent to tent and gather different samples of Ghirardelli chocolate. Hostess had a Twinkie eating contest where I think someone ate like 35 Twinkies.
Oh, goodness.
So I don't want to experience that, but it was really fun to watch and really fun to produce in a video. So we're trying to kind of create those unique experiences that are things that Bentonville can showcase and have people experience downtown. So look forward to that. I can't give details yet. We are shooting for the stars and hoping for some really big things.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, and First Fridays have become a family favorite in our household. And I love that there is a theme or kind of a experience with each month that's different.
Yes.
So you can go every month and you're not just having the same walk around the square. And you all are incorporating not only local vendors, which is very neat to see, cottage bakeries and kitchens come out, as well as local handmade products and things of that nature, as well as booths from local organizations and our city offices and first responders. But then you've got a beautiful stage set up, a massive stage set up right on the square, and you all are bringing in Arkansas-based talent to perform. Is that correct?
Yes, primarily that's local talent that comes in. We usually have three performances. I believe our main stage starts around 5 o'clock. And then we have two openers and a headliner. So we're in the process right now of identifying who that will be in the next year. But it's really nice in our office to open the windows and listen to the music kind of boom throughout downtown. So that's become really a marquee part of First Friday, is that festive spirit and that awesome local music that you can listen to. A lot of people are starting to bring lawn chairs in front of the stage and dancing, and we just like to see it. We like to see everyone enjoy the downtown and enjoy the weather.
That whole side of the square has really become a bit of a hangout while people are still walking around the booths on the other three sides and the streets that kind of spur off of that. I've noticed that people just start collecting around the stage and just letting that be a time to be with the people they came out with or their friends and family and their pups, and really just absorb that entertainment. And I know for our office, one of the things we love is you all activate the food vendors earlier in the day. And so it's a really neat time for us to just step out of the office and get some fresh air and grab a foot-long corn dog or whatever our favorite treat is, and enjoy that, just anticipating the vendors and booths and things that will open a little further in the afternoon.
That was brought back by request, having a lunch opportunity downtown. I don't believe we did that for a couple years. So we now have food trucks that open at 11, and a lot of times we have music going on during the lunchtime hour as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity, especially if the weather's great, to take a little walk, like you said, grab a corn dog, listen to some music, and then go back to the grind in your office for a little while.
Yeah, certainly. And for anyone that may not be free for the evening activities, you can still feel like you're participating in First Friday. Mm-hmm. And like I say, just get that little break from the office, which is
so true.
Pretty special. So For sure. And regarding the farmers market, any exciting updates or news coming from that area?
Our market is consistent year after year. Last year we had a $1.7 million sales generating market. Wow. So we just thank all the vendors who work so hard and show up early and stay on their Saturdays to sell such wonderful goods and products and things that they've baked and made. So we couldn't be that market without them. We have a wonderful farmers market manager, Stephanie, who always is very intentional on having music and activations at the markets and unique experiences for children. We have a pop program. Kids can come up to the pop program booth, get a $2 voucher, and spend it on fruits and vegetables at the market. So it's a great way for them to learn about being intentional in the way that they buy at the farmer's market. Buy your favorite apple or buy a head of lettuce and bring it home and create something that's healthy. So we're teaching healthy eating and healthy living. So that pop program's available generally once a month during farmer's market, but make sure to watch for that because there's activities and those vouchers, which are very popular.
Oh, that's so neat. Definitely. And I know that a lot of our local chefs and the chef-driven restaurants that surround the downtown square, you'll see them walking around on Saturday mornings, and they'll be picking up produce either for a special dish that they're going to offer over the next day or two or whatever. You know, they may be taking it home to do some research and development on a new dish they're bringing out in their restaurants. But I really love seeing that as well, that our local culinary, folks come out and support the farmers market along with all of the locals in town.
They do, and I've followed Chef Matt Cooper from Conifer around farmers market recently, and I tell you what, he's like a rock star walking around the market. People are watching to see what he's buying. He's having conversations. He has great relationships with the vendors. So if you want to know what to buy at the market, follow him around because he's buying the best stuff.
That's awesome.
That's going to be an insider tip.
Yeah.
Find Matt Cooper at the market.
There you go. And our new version, Bentonville's version of Find Waldo. Where's Matt Cooper?
Yes.
That's great. We're going to have to get him a little striped shirt to wear. I love that. So as we're looking forward to the spring and things getting activated outdoors, when will the first big event kick off?
The first big farmers market is Saturday, April 8th. The first big First Friday is Friday, April 7th. We have a very busy weekend that weekend.
Yeah.
So you will, we will all kind of come out of our winter slumber, and that weekend, everything will be going on downtown. So we'll be ready to roll in April.
Yeah, I hope you guys are stretching and getting ready now for sure.
Lots of planning and taking a few naps now because we may not get them later.
Yep, understandable. but you still have programming going on.
We do.
And so share a little bit about the winter market that's going on at the Record for folks that want to get out and support local right now.
It's a new, somewhat new event that we've been doing. It's in its second year. We call it Market at Record. It's at the Record in downtown Bentonville. And it's a unique sample of vendors that you'd find at the farmer's market. So we have someone that does hydroponic lettuce. You can go in there and get, it's the best lettuce in a bag of lettuce and bring it home and make a salad. We have great candle makers and crafters. I have really, really good pumpkin butter at my house right now that I had for breakfast that was from one of our vendors. So it's a great opportunity to show up, even if it's cold out, grab a coffee from Mauricio at 211. He's going to be set up right in the front. You can't miss him. He's got a cart. And then just stroll around the Record and enjoy all of the things that our vendors have brought. It's a rotating array of vendors, so there's always something new. Sometimes we have activations. During the holiday months, we had photos with Santa. So you can generally show up and grab a mimosa and maybe do a craft or get a little freebie and then do a little shopping at Record at the same time.
Oh, that's my kind of shopping, a mimosa and local products that I can stash away for gifts or surprises.
You generally buy more candles when you've had a mimosa. I've maybe discovered that.
Certainly. Oh, goodness. Well, thank you for sharing about some of the programming that's coming up. And a vital piece to DBI's success in supporting local businesses is the storytelling aspect and telling the stories of the vendors, of the artists that are performing, of the companies, the major companies in town that are supporting, like Ghirardelli and the, you know, sponsors of these big events. And you all get to tell that story. Are there any stories that float to the top of your mind about a particular vendor or experience or, you know, opportunity that you've had to share?
Oh, goodness. We've done downtown media now for, we're going to be entering our third year. And we layer in stories of downtown businesses with individuals that have done really remarkable things that may have been running a business out of a coffee shop downtown. We've done big interviews with Gina Davis from Bentonville Film Festival and Stuart Walton, who's, you know, his generous investments downtown. We all benefit from that. And we've been able to share his vision for what he believes the future of Bentonville is. I can't even pick one. I'm going to randomly pick a story and then I'm going to think of about 40 more afterwards. But I would say we had recently the Choose Love event downtown. It's something that the Bentonville schools bring in. Mm-hmm. And they had a large event November 9th in downtown Bentonville where all the kids from all the different schools came downtown. There were booths set up about compassion and empathy and different ways to manage your anger and emotions. And that's all spearheaded from Scarlett Lewis. Scarlett Lewis started the Choose Love movement when her son, Jesse Lewis, was murdered in the Sandy Hook shootings years ago. In fact, 10 years ago, this last December, we did an interview with Scarlett, and that would be one that impacted me. She's not local. She has family here. But what she's instilling on our local children and watching our whole downtown come alive with that positive message, watching the businesses open their doors, that was a feel-good moment for me. So maybe not an individual story, but sharing what makes our downtown so unique and loving and special and welcoming. That was an interview I will never forget.
Oh, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it's some of that foundational piece of how we act as a community and those lessons that we want our children to learn as they grow up in this community and have the opportunity to invest their time and their passions into creating even more here in Bentonville. And that's huge. And I'll say, as the tourism office, we hear all the time, and it makes us so proud because, again, it's not something we're doing, it's what our community is doing, that when folks come in for a conference, for a tournament, just to visit family, and they're walking downtown to grab a coffee or to pop in a boutique and see some art, they said, people said hi to us on the square, or people gave us directions and knew that we were looking for a certain kind of restaurant, but we didn't know where to find it. And they said, why are people so friendly here? And I think it's efforts, you know, like the Choose Love movement, and that's starting at the children's level, but that bleeds into the homes, into the communities, and the school system. And people, as they're coming in to visit our community, are experiencing the benefits of that. So
it is. And whether we're telling stories about, you know, Eyes on the Square downtown and some of our unique businesses and chefs downtown and their backstories, storytelling is just us translating what already exists. So we see the emotion, we see the vibe, we see the support downtown, and we're just taking that and putting that into a story. So it's been such an honor to tell so many stories and do interviews, and we hope to continue doing that in the years to come. And, you know, that's just, to us, that's a wonderful responsibility to be able to translate that and share that, whether that's our audience here downtown within the city of Bentonville or your audience, you know, throughout the country and the world, being able to share what makes our downtown and what makes our region and our city unique. That's a wonderful honor for downtown Bentonville.
It certainly is. And there's a lot that we can be proud of in our community and stories that need to be told.
Yes.
And as people want to dig up more stories and understand more of the things that are happening here, where can they find more of the downtown media interviews and storytelling pieces?
I'm going to tell you all the things.
Okay.
You can go very simply to dwtnmedia.com. That's an offshoot of our downtownbentonville.org website. You can watch it on local channel KNWA every Saturday at 5:30 p.m. And you can watch it before movies at Skylight Cinema. So make sure to come downtown, show up to the movie early, grab some popcorn, and for 10 minutes, you'll get to watch local stories about our community.
I love that. Yeah. Wonderful. And Dana, as we wrap up today, I would love to know, I want to say you're wearing the hats very well to you know, switch back and forth. And like you say, you were very kind and gracious in saying that you do it because you have a team mm-hmm. around you, that you all work together. And it's very evident in the success of the events happening in Bentonville. But kudos to you for stepping in and you know, being a visionary with this team. And as you look into 2023, I'd just love to know personally, between today and December 31st, what are you most excited for?
Oh, goodness. I have to say the parade. The Christmas parade to me is, maybe it's because it's the exclamation point at the end of our season. And so, you know, we look forward to it, but it's this big magical experience. I have an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. They look forward to the parade. They see their classmates down there. We see families that we know. It just feels like this perfect event that takes place in this Hallmark-looking downtown. Thanks to Parks and Recreation for putting up all the lights and making it, you know, beautiful and festive. It's just, it's the entire vibe put together in one night. And it just couldn't get more magical than the parade.
That's awesome. Well, between now and Christmas, we'll look forward to that.
Yes.
And certainly plugging in and participating in as much of the other programming that you all offer throughout the year. I hope that those of you listening will come out and join us. Come out to the square, come out to the record, get on DBI's website to see the different dates, the themes, the activities that are coming up. And we look forward to sharing a snow cone or a footlong hot dog with you soon, and hearing some of our favorite bands and buying local products. So thank you for the work that you're doing through DBI and your team as a whole.
Thank you. Thank you guys for your support. Visit Bentonville is always a wonderful partner.
Wonderful. Well, Dana S, period.
Exclamation point.
Yes, exclamation point, certainly. Thank you for spending some time with us today and sharing more about Downtown Bentonville Incorporated. For everyone listening, remember you can catch all of the New American Town podcast episodes on streaming channels, following our social platforms, or going to visitbentonville.com. Don't forget to follow Visit Bentonville on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. We're out there all over. We have many exciting events coming to Bentonville in 2023. Check out our event calendar and plan your trip today. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.